This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Okay, tell the truth. How much of your workday have you spent shopping for gifts this month? Now that you can get pretty much anything online, there's no need to brave the mall, right? But that doesn't mean you don't need to shop around. This year, retailers are changing online prices all the time. That pair of earmuffs you're getting for dad, they might cost $30 at noon and $20 a couple hours later. That's known in the retail biz as dynamic pricing. And as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith reports, it can make a big difference to a company's bottom line.
Say you're a retailer and you're selling a box set of Star Wars DVDs. How do you decide what to charge for it?
Use the Force, Luke.
Of course. But what if you're fresh out of Force? You could ask holiday shoppers what they'd be willing to pay.
$175.
I'd probably be willing to pay about $100 for it.
I wouldn't spend anything because I wouldn't want to buy them.
Those prices might sound a little bit all over the place, but Amazon's price for a Star Wars Blu-ray DVD set has been a little bit all over the place, too. In October, the price tag for the DVDs was $100. The week before Black Friday, $70. On Black Friday, $90. The day after Black Friday, $134. Then it fell to $84.
It used to be about where to buy to get the best price. Now it's about when to buy to get the best price.
Mike Fridgen is the CEO of Decide.com. It helps consumers track online prices and will send them alerts when a price drops.
Fixed price is a thing of the past. Today, consumers are faced with price changes happening minute by minute.
Those changes are controlled by pricing bots. Pricing bots are computers that use algorithms to decide when to nudge prices up and down. They're looking for three main things, says pricing consultant Rafi Mohammed.
The first is competitors' prices. So what's the competition charging? The second is how are your customers responding? And finally, it's supply.
Mohammed says retailers are trying to find little windows of opportunity to boost profit margins or sales. And they have more than real-time information. These days, they have a not-so-secret weapon, personal data. Retailers know things about us, what we've purchased in the past, how many times we've looked at a product. Robert Phillips is a dynamic pricing expert at Columbia's business school. He says companies are starting to use our personal information to figure out how much they can charge each shopper.
This new world where for consumers we know, well, what's their click stream, what else have they viewed. That part is very new.
The concept, though, is very old. Phillips says this is exactly what car salesmen do when they size up customers based on what they're wearing or the car they drive onto the lot.
That's what the value added of the salesperson was, being able to look at you and say, aha, I wonder what she'd be willing to pay.
And now it's a robot.
Now it's a robot.
So if the price you paid for things used to be about where you shopped, and now it's about when you shop, soon it could be about who you are. But companies have to be careful that customers don't strike back, says pricing consultant Rafi Mohammed.
If it becomes very public that retailers are charging different customers different prices at the same time, that's going to be bad for the brand. Because pricing is an integral part of a company's brand. And if they mess up, it can destroy a brand.
But in today's lackluster economy, dynamic pricing often works for the consumer, says Decide.com CEO Mike Fridgen.
It's never been a better time to be an online consumer. You literally have retailers changing their prices minute by minute, competing with each other for your business.
But, says Fridgen, it pays to pay attention. As for those Star Wars DVDs, for the past week, Amazon has been changing the price a couple times a day, from $70 to $84 and back. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.